That'll
so you're walk. Saying that basically we're hey, gonna get on, done hey, the way now, we was doing
now.
Y'all.
Don't forget now, y'all see, hey, we gave Georgia everything they wanted now.
You're a Tiger too, huh?
I grew up in Columbia.
You know what? I know we're talking boxing, but I got to ask y'all something while I have y'all both on here, y'all Columbia native docs. You know I had to ask the question because I'm from Columbia. I have to ask. Now, knowing how the university did Cecil Estes.
Did who?
Legendary Columbia, Missouri legend Cecil Estes. Doc, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We know how Mizzou did Cecil Estes, legend, greatest ball player to ever come out of Columbia, Missouri. Cecil Estes. Look, if you don't know, you missed out.
That's a sore subject with me. They should name that arena after him.
Well, Hickman, yeah, the court should be named after Cecil. That should be Cecil.
No. That's too little for him. Mizzou arena.
He didn't play long enough. He only played a year. You know what I mean? He only played 1 year.
Come on, man.
But that's the reason why I'm down on Mizzou. Cecil Estes. Let's see. Ronnie Cameron. All the black quarterbacks that they recruited. Ronnie Cameron was number one dual threat quarterback in the country. Nebraska, Oklahoma, at the height of when they were Alabama. They wanted him. He was the number one recruit in the country. He goes to Mizzou, home cooking, trying to help Mizzou out. The first thing they do is promptly move his black ass to receiver.
They did do that.
Now, same thing with Phil Bradley. Warren Powers lost his job because he refused to start Marlon Adler. You remember Marlon Adler over Phil Bradley, who went on to have like a 15-year career in Major League Baseball and was in probably, if you want to be truth be told, let's put some respect on his name. He made, and you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to say it. He's Mizzou's best quarterback. Tell me I'm lying, Doc. Ooh. Tell me that Phil Bradley wasn't cold. Tell me Phil Bradley wasn't cold.
Tell me Phil Bradley wasn't cold. But I don't know about we can say he was Mizzou's best quarterback.
Have you seen Phil Bradley? Have you seen Phil Bradley?
When I came up, man, it was Kobe Jones, Brad Smith,
I played with Corby. Corby was my quarterback in high school. I met Corby when Corby came from Texas. He's a better safety than quarterback.
They didn't have nothing on field.
Thank you.
Those are the guys. Like that's the earliest kind of.
Ain't none of them white boys you're gonna try it out. Drew Locke, a little shot off midget Chase. Then they not fucking with Phil Bradley.
I ain't gonna stand on your own Drew Locke. But we ain't gonna overlook what Chase Daniels and Jeremy Maclin number one in the country. If we didn't lose twice to Oklahoma, we go to the national championship. We number one in the country. Phil lost playoffs over there.
You're not understanding the Big Eight. You're not understanding what.
Tell him about Phil Bradley.
The Big Eight is
The SEC. No. That was the SEC. Look, the Orange Bowl represented the national championship. And guess what? The Orange Bowl had rights to one conference. The Big Eight.
Basketball, football was probably the best conference.
Yeah. When it comes to football in the 80s, the national championship ran through the Orange Bowl. That means you got to play either Nebraska or Oklahoma to get the chip.
Yeah.
And that was every year in the 80s. Look it up.
Every year.
Playing Nebraska, Oklahoma to be crowned number one. Yeah.
The Big Eight was that deal. You was in the Big Eight.
When
it came to football, like all the SEC talk, and look, when we was coming up, I'm sorry, Docs. Phil Bradley is the best quarterback in Mizzou history.
I said, besides him, the only one I can look at would probably be Brad Smith.
Yeah, I'll give you Brad Smith. If you want to say Brad Smith, That's it.
Bro, y'all tripping now, bro. Y'all not going to tell me Brad Smith over Chase Daniels, man.
Fuck yeah. Hell no. Chase Daniels is system. He's all system.
We're going too far, bro.
System quarterback. All system.
Yes.
Hell no.
As a quarterback?
No.
Absolutely.
Brad Smith, Phil Bradley.
Absolutely.
All right, hey, now that's another. Hey, we done went way off course.
Tell me, Brad Smith Tigers resume for those 4 years.
Here's his resume. He made the University of Missouri football relevant. That's his resume. Here's what Brad Smith did. Brad Smith made it possible for Missouri to actually be able to recruit a three-star out of Texas, like a Chase Daniel coming out of South Lake Carroll.
Check me out. So I'm not knocking that he was him and
Brad
Pinkle,
Smith.
Pinkle did
Brad Smith resurrected Missouri's football. Man, Missouri's football program wasn't shit until Brad Smith came along. That's what he did.
But hold on, Brother Red. I'm not knocking what he did. I appreciate him and Pinkle. Shout out to Pinkle for going to get him and letting him play with quarterback instead of moving a receiver. He got the NFL. It was a quarterback for a day and a half. Didn't play receiver, punt returner, kickoff returner. So I'm up on Brad Smith. I'm full of Brad Smith. Justin Gage, you know what I'm saying? 12 Gage.
Justin J. Bird.
Brad Smith set that table. But Chase Daniels put us on the national map. We were number one in the country. And we were teed up for the national championship. We lost to Oklahoma in the regular season, and then we had to run it back.
Y'all beat us. That's just why y'all got number one, because y'all beat Oklahoma. And then when y'all came to San Antonio, because everybody from Columbia called the rag on me when Mizzou beat Oklahoma at Faurot Field.
Remember that year. Well, no. One of those Chase Daniels years, we may have beat Oklahoma for sure.
Yeah, but the year I'm talking about, when we were number one. Yeah, they beat
the game on TV.
Yeah, they beat Oklahoma. And then in the Big 12 championship, I was at the Big 12 championship for revenge because a buddy of mine got me tickets. And I was sitting right behind Mizzou's bench, literally at the 50-yard line, right behind their bench on like the 10th row. And I heard Chase Daniel crying like a little bitch on the sidelines to all his offensive linemen because Oklahoma was tearing his ass up. And that's when Oklahoma smashed their ass in the Alamo Dome.
No. We definitely beat Oklahoma at least once while Chase was there. The year I'm talking about, we only had two losses. Yeah. And both of them were to Oklahoma.
Because they shit on us.
And I'm going to tell you why I remember specifically. Because they shit on us in the bowl selection, and they lit Kansas.
Kansas
went to the damn like Rose Bowl. Kansas got the bowl that Mizzou should have got. Our only two losses, we were number one that game going into that Big 12 championship that lost Oklahoma
that
twice.
Same year, we went to the Cotton Bowl, and we killed Big Fatten.
We went to the combo player in Arkansas, and KU got to go to the Orange Bowl.
KU got a
New Year's Eve bowl that we should have had.
McFadden quit the second quarter. He quit playing. He quit the whole game. Took his pads off. He was killing McFadden that game in Dallas. He was killing McFadden. I remember that.
He didn't finish that game?
No, he quit.
Oh, damn. I ain't remember that part.
Because Macklin in that Oklahoma game dropped that touchdown to beat
DJ exactly. Didn't he like fumble a punt? It was a terrible game.
He fumbled a punt, dropped the touchdown. Brother Red.
Yeah. Either way you lost, it don't matter. An L's an L. It could be 77 to nothing. We give it to you any way you want. It could be 77 to nothing. It could be 31-30. It don't matter.
Man.
You're still losing. At the end of the day, you're losing.
Momentum is real, man. It's an avalanche going down here. Don't take much to get it started, man.
Let's circle it back around.
In my house, we cheer for. See, my mom's side of family's from Oklahoma, so my grandpa we watched three teams. We watched Oklahoma. We watched Mizzou. And then my dad's side of the family from Ohio, so I follow Ohio State as well. Those are the three I follow.
I grew up on Jamel Holloway.
I cheer for Oklahoma back then, unless they played Mizzou. Unless they played Mizzou, we cheer for Oklahoma.
I grew up on Jamel Holloway. You know, because my brother was a quarterback.
We know, man.
My brother was a quarterback,
we know,
and so
we
it was like,
Red. We know Brother Red.
Where in basically in Big Eight country do they play black quarterbacks? Oklahoma, Nebraska. All the rest of the schools prejudiced as fuck. They don't want to play niggas a quarterback. So when I was growing up, that's what it was. So, you know,
that's what it was.
Yeah. So Oklahoma was my team because like they actually went after black quarterbacks, engaged them, wanted them. You know what I mean? They wanted black athletes. So Mizzou didn't. Mizzou was like, Mizzou's the type of place where we will either recruit you because we don't want somebody else to get you. And then when we get you, we're not going to do shit with you purposefully. Or we're going to hate on you when somebody else tries to get you. That's another reason why I got to ask y'all why y'all such big Mizzou fans. Do you know what they did to Gary Anderson? Gary Anderson was cold-blooded coming out of Columbia, Missouri, Hickman High School. Lou Holtz from the Southwest Conference at the time, he was at Arkansas at the time, recruited him.
Oh, okay.
Mizzou tried to they literally went to the NCAA and tried to say Gary Anderson couldn't read and that Lou Holtz lied about his grades. They tried to get Arkansas on probation for recruiting Gary Anderson, even though they wouldn't recruit him. So it's like, you can't have the nigger. We don't want the nigger, but he's so good, we're not gonna let you have him. And Arkansas didn't even play Missouri. Missouri. They were in the Southwest Conference. They were not even on the schedule. So why are you worried about a brother that you didn't even recruit? Why are you that vested to where you're going to try to block this? And Gary Anderson went on to the USFL, and the NFL had a beautiful career. We know his nephew, Stephen Thrower, coldest nigga I've ever seen on a football field. But why are you going to sit there and do that to a kid from the place where you're from?
Hey, look,
that's your university that y'all love. That's your university that you love. I have no love. I got no love for them motherfuckers. No love. I have no love for that shit. Now, another one. How is it that you got Anthony Peeler and Doug Smith? Both these niggas is going in the top of the lottery. And in Doug Smith's case, you put out an article a week before the NBA draft talking about the nigga can't read and he's taking underwater basket weaving. Why would you do that as a university after this nigga got you championships? Why would you do that to him? And then Anthony Peeler, the same thing. Anthony Peeler, this nigga, well, we all know about AP. That nigga was cold. Why is it this nigga is fitting to go maybe number one overall? Y'all putting out, he's beating bitches up, doing all that. If he was doing all this, this nigga was beating bitches up while he was scoring all them points and dunking on Kansas and doing all that shit. How come you didn't take him out then? But when this nigga's fitting to get paid, now you want to leak stories and hate on this brother and hate on his bread? Man, how can any black person from that town have any love for that rotten shit?
Look, I ain't gonna tell you what the Columbia Tribune did, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you one thing, Norm Stewart didn't give a damn how many bitches he beat up in the back room, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
don't let me get started on Norm. You know so my cousin is Moon McQuarrie. I got all kind of stories about Norm.
But no, I'm telling you, here's some crazy coincidences you brought up, Peeler. My cousin, her dad, she's a Derek Chivas' son, our daughter. Damn.
You know what? Hey, Derek Chivas, Dax, I think you might have been on the team. Derek Chivas sponsored one of our AAU teams called the DC Dream Team. Derek Chivas Dream Team. You know what? The nigga never gave Big Tracy no money. My dad and Corey Hayes' dad ended up having to buy the fucking uniforms.
I don't know about that. I just know he my cousin. Daddy had the show.
And it was the church was white and red.
And Mr. my dad and Mr. Hayes went up to D Sport because my dad had the hookup up there. He went up to D Sport.
Yeah. Up by Lou's Lounge downtown.
Yep. Oh man, they went up to D Sport and hooked it up.
That's how far back we go.
Yeah.
I remember Lou's a little bit.
So that's what I'm saying. That's my only question to all the Black Mizzou fans that are from Columbia, Missouri. You done seen all the rotten shit that fucking university has did to brothers over the years. I don't get it.
Brother Red, if you look further enough into any of these institutions, bro,
all I know is Barry Sweet, look, dog.
Got the same horror stories for
Black. All I know is Barry Switzer let Jamel wear a mink on the sidelines. That's all I know.
Man, we don't care about Barry Switzer.
Yeah, but like I said, what happened before Switzer was in there? You know what I'm saying? I'm sure if you was from Salisaw, you know what I'm saying, you have some horror stories about OU as well.
That is true. Or if you're from like Broken Arrow, or you from like Tahlequah, if you're from like Tahlequah, what's some of them little towns? All them little towns in Oklahoma.
Broken Arrow, Tahlequah.
When I played ball at 7, I knew some cats from Oklahoma. Actually, one of my best friends at the time when I was playing ball at Southern, James Thrash from Wewoka, Oklahoma. It's like 300 people in Wewoka. He made it all the way to NFL, 13 years in the league.
He's Indian.
Well, I think he was mixed.
Oh, man, you know what?
Yeah.
Brother Red.
Wewoka, Oklahoma.
Oh, never mind. You went to, I think you told me.
Missouri Southern.
Did you go to Seattle?
I went to Missouri Southern. It's in Joplin. Missouri Southern.
Okay.
I remember, like, Rod Smith was leaving when I was coming in. I remember they showed us a bunch of tapes of Rod Smith. He was doing, man, that day, that cat was cold. He had to sit 2 years on the Denver practice squad before he, like got in there. I remember he would send us boxes of gloves from, like, practice from the Broncos. So, like, if you watch old tapes of Missouri Southern, you'll see, like, the starters playing with, like, orange and blue gloves that we had got because like Rod Smith had
that's
care package. He's like sending it back to the old school. He just sent us all the old practice gloves. Cause that's back in the day where, man, equipment and stuff was hard to come by. You had to get your own shit. Like, honestly,
not for sure.
Yeah, we was D2, man. Like, they gave us shoes and like they gave us the basic equipment. But like, if you really wanted your shit, like you had to buy your own gloves. You had to buy yourself a nice pair of shoes if you really wanted like a nice pair of shoes.
No, I was gonna say, one of my old college coaches, man, he played against Rod Smith. One of my old college coaches went to Central Missouri.
Docs, we used to own that track. Remember Central Missouri and Warrensburg? We used to own that motherfucker.
Own it.
We own that motherfucker. We own that motherfucker.
Yeah.
We walk up in that motherfucker's number all gold medals. We used to own that shit straight up. Central Missouri. I almost went to Central Missouri. I wanted to go there when I was coming out, but they really didn't offer enough money, so I had to go where the most money was. They weren't offering enough.
No, I feel, yeah. No, I already know how that go. Yeah, I already know
all
how
right,
that go.
Fellas, hey,